And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The top story this morning is, of course, the massive fire that has engulfed the back half of the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. The cathedral, finished in 1345, is, of course, known around the world for its twin bell towers and its central position in Paris. I can't show you any of those things because this is radio, but I can try and put you there in the church with this. This is some music that was recorded inside the cathedral. The cathedral featured a 96-metre spire behind the famous bell towers on top of the nave, but that fire has caused the spire to fall earlier today. And this is the sound of onlookers reacting to that fall. It cracked halfway up and fell on top of the nave. The church has a stone rib-vaulted ceiling on top of the nave, then a cavity, then a roof. The roof part has been completely destroyed by the fire, but at the moment it's unclear how much damage has been done to the nave or to the rest of the cathedral, including its bells and its famous organ. Its organ is the largest in France, and its incredible power is only amplified by the acoustics of the cathedral. Here's the organ being played by one of the three principal Notre Dame organists, Olivier Latry. The cause of the fire is already being discussed extensively. Many are pointing a finger at the renovations which are currently underway there. The part of the cathedral which caught fire was covered in scaffolding. CBS News Paris correspondent Elaine Cobb has been talking about what she knows about the renovations. She'd been investigating it for CBS News prior to the fire.
Well, Notre Dame has been crumbling of late, and the part of that problem is that there are so many organizations involved in running and the upkeep of the cathedral. And we talked to them last year and they said, you know, we need a fortune to get this back to the state it needs to be. There were gargoyles and statues falling off the back of the cathedral, and they wanted to rebuild part of the inside, to rework a lot of the stone, the flying buttresses, many of them are gone. If you look up at Notre Dame, you couldn't necessarily tell, but in fact, some of what looked like it was still a stone parapet was in fact just wood made to look like the stone, filling in the gaps.
A number of the statues on the roof had already been removed, which is a small mercy here, but Elaine Cobb says that given the popularity of the cathedral as a tourist destination, as you were saying earlier, Fran, 13 million visitors a year, a lot of the most important artworks and artifacts were still inside.
They were working piece by piece on different areas of the church, so only moving what was needed so that it wouldn't interfere with the pleasure for people coming to visit it. And so there would have been still an awful lot inside, and firefighters have been trying to get some of them out.
The fire moved fast. It began just before 7 o'clock p.m. local time, according to firefighters. By 8 o'clock, the spire had collapsed, and by 8:30, the entire roof structure had fallen in. As of 6:45 Canberra time, the firefighters don't have the fire under control. The firefighter in charge says he's not sure that they are capable of stopping the spreading of the fire to Notre Dame's second tower and belfry. The Archbishop of Paris has invited churches around the world and around France to ring their bells to invite parishioners to pray for the cathedral. Leaders from around the world have expressed their solidarity, including the Prime Minister of the UK and the Chancellor of Germany, who have offered their support to the French people. US President Donald Trump has also tweeted about it, saying, "It's so horrible to watch the massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly." The Paris Prosecutor's Office says it's opened an inquiry into the incident. No injuries were reported, and the entire area has been evacuated. But we'll have to wait until at least later today to know how significant the damage is, whether the iconic bell towers will be affected, whether the spire has fallen onto the ceiling or through it. But no matter what, it is going to be a long time before we hear this kind of music played in Notre Dame again.
Sounds of Notre Dame in action. The mighty cathedral now in flames, and that organ music we heard earlier, that 8,000 pipes of the organ in Notre Dame, still no word on whether the organ or the bells, as Matt said, has survived this fire. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 7.